Getting back to the land while enjoying some live music is the impetus behind an event in Tiny Township Saturday, called the Georgian Bay Festival. The day-long event features a wide range of music that's sure to please every taste. Event manager Michael Mead said the festival that's located on a working farm at 4230 Crossland Road should help people unwind and forget about a stressful week. Last year's inaugural offering, which went ahead as many other events were cancelled due to COVID-19, drew close to 2,000 people enjoying the live music and about 80 marketplace vendors. This time around, Mead said they're expected to attract a crowd of about 4,000, who will come out to enjoy checking out close to 160 vendors, a variety of food trucks along with live music throughout, beginning at 11 a.m. and continuing until 9:30 p.m. Mead said the stage features a perfect backdrop that looks like a movie set, thanks to an old barn, weeping willows and a pond, something that will be even more evident as the sun begins to set. Las Vegas Productions is handling the wide array of music. Slated to perform on the air, Neil Diamond tribute artist Marcel Corville, Dylan Locke, Midland Pipe and Drums, Elvis impersonator Bruno Nessie, Carl Rundun Band and Barstool Confession with headliner Texas King taking the stage at 8 p.m. Other on-site offerings include inflatables for the kids, a paintball shooting gallery, hot air balloon rides and the chance to learn more about agriculture, food, environmental stewardship, the importance of pollinators, soil and protecting the beauty that nature offers. Event tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for children 6 to 12 and free for those 5 and under. And while for this particular day, the farm becomes a popular venue to check out artisans and live music, it remains a working crop producing farm all year long. We're hoping a lot of people will be coming because you get to stand on a real farm, said Mead, noting not everyone fully appreciates the work that goes into producing something as simple as a bag of potatoes one purchases at a grocery store. Some might get more of an idea where their food comes from. Farming makes a huge contribution to our daily lives. We wanted to recognize that. Mead said there are also hopes to hold other events in the future such as a Highland Games and a classical music spectacle. But added Mead, we have no interest in becoming a Burrells Creek. Several of the principals behind the festival are also involved with the Georgian Bay RV Park, which Mead describes as a high-end park with sites nestled in a former 100-acre tree lot. It's a beautiful idyllic setting overlooking the Nottawasaga Ridge, Mead said. For more information, click here.